This is the Ask Chef Jacob podcast, episode 26. Is it safe to cook in plastics? And here we go with another episode of Ask Chef Jacob. Found online at AskChefJacob.com, part of the StellaCulinary.com podcast network. You can find all of our episodes of Ask Chef Jacob on StellaCulinary.com. So we have three podcasts that you may not be aware of. We have this one that you're listening to, Ask Chef Jacob, where I answer all of your cooking questions or culinary questions. It can be industry related, really anything to do with cooking. I guess you could ask me life questions too, but I'm sure you don't want to hear those. I'm not really an expert on that. But I'm pretty good at answering cooking questions. So we have the Ask Chef Jacob podcast. And then we also have StellaCast, which started off with me just kind of rambling about certain subjects, more kind of like a free-flowing discussion, but is now kind of slowly morphed into a interview-style podcast. Right, and that's kind of the direction that I'm taking StellaCast, where we interview interesting people within the industry or who are related to food. So I got some great interviews up there with Kimberly Schaub, who's a R&D chef, right? So she actually works, she develops recipes for food manufacturers or for anyone else who wants to pay her to do R&D. Also, my good friend Hank Shaw, who runs the blog honestfood.net, and he is a hunter, gatherer, forager, fisherman, right? And I actually have another surprise guest coming up that's actually a pretty big get for me. And I will be interviewing this guest at the end of February, and that will be on StellaCast. But I don't want to jinx it yet, because it's actually a pretty big name. I'm a huge fan of this person's work, and I don't want to, scare him off yet. And then we also, of course, have the Stella Culinary School podcast, which if you have not listened to that, you absolutely should, because that is where you really get, I mean, that's like the core of the Stella Culinary School content is the Stella Culinary School podcast. So starts you off with basic knife skills, moves you into stock making. It's basically the progression in which, you should really learn cooking. And so that is the podcast that started it all. And you can find all of these at StellaCulinary.com. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page. Also on StellaCulinary.com is my ebook. It is the 50,000 plus word curriculum that I created, which is the way I think people should learn how to cook. And it is what I use at my culinary boot camps. So it is thus called the F-Step Curriculum and Culinary Bootcamp Workbook. And F-Step stands for flavor, sauce, technique, execution, and preparation. And you can purchase it. It is now available for purchase on StellaCulinary.com. Just click the shop link at the top of the page. But if you're like, hey, you know, what the hell is this guy talking about? And you have a curriculum that I can download, and he wants me to buy it. Like, who the fuck does this guy think he is? Excuse my language. Well, I do believe that this is actually a revolutionary way to learn how to cook. It is the best way to learn how to cook by separating flavor, structure, preparation, technique. All this stuff will make a lot more sense to you. And you can download the first section, F is for flavor, to learn all about flavor structure, but also learn more about the philosophy behind the F-Step curriculum. For free. You just sign up for our email list. I shoot you it for free. If you don't want to hear from me again, you can also just subscribe for my email list anytime. And you get F is for flavor. And we'll talk to you about flavor structure, all the things you need to know to take the flavor of your dish to the next level. And then if you like what I wrote, then you can purchase the whole curriculum. If you don't, then, no hard feelings. And you can write me a letter about how much I suck. Those are always fun to read too. So my question today is about cooking in plastics, which I get quite often. So this one comes from Dragos from Montreal. He says, first of all, let me say how amazing I think your online culinary school is. I love fine food and been trying to improve my cooking for a long time, but my results were very inconsistent recipe to recipe. Once I started learning your material on cooking technique and preparation, my results have improved astronomically. Thank you. My question has to do with cooking in plastics. I have seen on a few of your shows you use plastic wrap, Ziploc bags, or vacuum seal bags for poaching or cooking sous vide. I was wondering if you could recommend some brands or materials and or temperature ranges where it is safe to use these packages or these packagings to cook with. My research online has not yielded any conclusive answer, and there is a lot of fear-mongering about cooking with plastics due to seepage of chemical, plasticizing agents, etc. As I have recently purchased an immersion circulator, I am looking to buy some food-safe bags. If you can post some suggestions on the forum or future podcasts, I would certainly appreciate it. I totally screwed that up, but he would appreciate it. Okay. All the very best, Dragos from Montreal. Well, thank you, Dragos. That's a great question. It's actually one I get quite often. So I figured, you know, we'll make this episode about that. And it'll be a short one because at the end of the day, it really is fairly safe to cook in plastics. So that's your short answer. Now, you don't want to just blindly cook in any plastic. You want to make sure the plastic is food safe. And it mainly has to do with BPA. So you do not want BPAs in your plastic wrap that you are heating and using for cooking. And you also don't want to heat to extreme temperatures because plastic isn't bulletproof. But in the videos that I have on stellaculinary.com, I have one on I line a terrine mold with plastic wrap, and I use I put my pate filling in there. I do roulades with it. I do sous vide with it, right? So the couple of times that you want to use plastics for your cooking is either when you're doing sous vide, because what that does, it removes all the oxygen from the bag so you can just have direct contact with the water. And that's important because if there's air in the bag, then that air will act as a buffer and it won't transfer the heat as efficiently to the sous vide products, the products that you are cooking in a water bath, which means that you're not going to have even cooking. Or another option or another reason why you'd want to use plastics in your cooking is to form the meat and hold its shape while you're cooking it. So you'll see me do this in my chicken roulade video where I want that roulade that I rolled up and stuffed to hold its shape while I am cooking it or while I'm poaching it, right? So I will roll it up and I will place it in a steaming basket, or I will sometimes even just cook it sous vide just like that. Or you can even drop it into poaching water, right? And it will cook, and as it cooks, the plastic helps to keep its shape and the proteins will coagulate. And once those proteins fully coagulate, now you have a roulade that is nice and round. So when you slice it later after it cools, it just makes for a better plate presentation. So I'm not sure how it is in Canada. You guys have a lot of the same products that we do, but I know in the United States, Ziploc, the brand name, which is a zip top bag. So the Ziploc freezer bags are BPA free and they are safe to cook in. Now they are not safe to boil in, but they are safe for poaching temperatures or for sous vide temperatures. So anything at about 85 degrees Fahrenheit, 85 degrees Celsius, 185 degrees Fahrenheit or below, you should be good with a Ziploc bag, the Ziploc brand name. Also, Saran Wrap, which is a brand name of plastic wrap available in the United States, is BPA-free and it is safe to cook in. So you can do roulades and steam them. Now, we are talking about moist heat cooking methods, not dry heat cooking methods, because dry heat, it is hard to regulate the temperature of, so the plastic wrap may melt, and then you might have issues with that. So, you know, if even when you look at me in my pate video, I'm lining that terrine mold with plastic wrap before I put my pate mix in it, but then I'm cooking it in a water bath in the oven, and that water bath regulates the temperature of that terrine throughout the cooking process, so it will never rise above the boiling point. And because the water actually in that water bath will never really boil, it's keeping it more at poaching temperatures, right? So 180 degrees Fahrenheit or somewhere around there. Now, for vacuum top bags, vacuum sealed bags, I think you would have to try and, like, you would have to go out of your way to try and find ones that aren't safe to sous vide in. Now, you will have two variations on it. You will have the ones that are called boil bags, where they're actually safe to boil, and you'll see this more in industrial food environments. And then you'll have some bags that are not rated for boiling, but they are rated for sous vide cooking. So for that, I'll put a link in the show notes, but I use a web restaurant to buy my chamber vacuum seal bags. So those are the ones that you'll see me when I'm using a chamber vacuum sealer on stellacorner.com in the videos. I buy them from a web restaurant. They are not a sponsor of this podcast. They should be, I mean, because I sell a lot of shit for them. And they will have two variations of a bag. They will have just the regular bags for what they call like a freezer bags or vacuum seal bags. And then they have the boil bags. And the boil bags aren't really necessary for most applications. Where you would want a boil bag is there are, you know, in some large restaurant production environments, you will have people who like they'll make, say, a large batch of soup, like 50 gallons of soup, and then they will portion it in these zip-top bags after it cools, vacuum seal them, and then freeze them. And then part of their prep workflow is they have their cooks come in every day and take out three bags and place them in a pot of boiling water for X amount of minutes, and that thaws it and also brings it up to a serving temperature, which is safe, right? Because anytime you reheat food, you want to bring it up based upon FDA regulations in the United States, past or up to 165 degrees Fahrenheit when you're reheating it, and then you hold it for service. So a boil bag allows you to do that. Now, if you're not doing a whole lot of you know, things like that, then you can just get a regular vacuum seal bag on the top. And again, I'll put a link to that in the show notes. So, and there's always going to be, you know, I'm going to get some emails from this with people wanting to tell me that it's not safe, and I'm going to get cancer, and I'm going to die. It's the same people who, you know, hate sodium nitrite, and it's like, look, if, you know, I mean, everything in moderation. I don't know. I mean, from my research and my understanding, as long as the bags don't have, you know, BPA chemicals in them, you're going to be fine. And just, you know, use basic logic and reasoning. You know, you don't want to put something in a Ziploc bag and then roast it in a 500 degree oven. You know, that's just stupid. Okay. You know, but there's still going to be people who are just going to...
Liar!
Yeah, they're going to call me a liar and they're going to call shenanigans. And, you know, that's fine. Those are the same people who hate bacon and live miserable baconless lives because they're scared of nitrites. So there you have it. But look, I sous vide at home quite often. I feed this stuff to my daughter. She has yet to grow a fourth ear on her forehead. The third one she was born with, so don't worry about that. Just very random. And, you know, but she's fine. I'm fine. We're all fine, right? So that's my take on that. Buy the name brands. When in doubt, just make sure that they are BPA free, and you should be fine. And that's it for this episode of Ask Chef Jacob. The links that I mentioned can be found in this episode's show notes. This is episode 26, so you can go to stellacorner.com/ACJ26. That's stellacorner.com/ACJ26, and I'll put my links there to the videos I mentioned in those show notes. Also, there is a comment section, so if you want to have some follow-up questions, you want to leave a comment, then you can do it in the episode show notes. Also, too, that is where you will find, at the top of the page, the shop link, so you can find my absolutely amazing F-Step curriculum, which I recommend that anyone who loves to cook needs to download and read, because it really will. It is the curriculum that I wish I had available to me when I was first learning how to cook. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys in the next episode.